This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
You come to college depressed about leaving your sweetheart back home. Your promises to one another to stay faithful are not enough to fill your loneliness. An attractive classmate now asks you out. You go and don't mention the back home sweetheart, nor do you mention your new friend in conversations with the back home sweetheart. Is this a problem?
You sent us these responses.
From Whitefish. To establish a new relationship before ending or modifying the last one is not fair to the other parties. You have an obligation to be honest with the old friend so he can adapt to the change without the new person being involved. You owe them that. From Missoula, it shows a lack of respect to both of the partners involved that you are only treating them as implements of your own gratification. From St. Ignatius, the problem seems to lie in the reasoning that an unmarried person needs to be faithful to another person simply because. We as adults should try to encourage children to have more friendships and be less serious about going steady. And what do philosophers have to say?
Now, this kind of situation shows what's wrong with the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you is not going to be much help here. What if our lonely college student is just hoping that the hometown sweetie starts seeing someone else?
Nor does the letter of the law help. Student could rationalize that their agreement prohibited romantic involvement, not just having coffee with a fellow student.
It's not the behavior that's a problem here, but rather the motivation in keeping a secret from both new attraction and hometown sweetie. Students' lack of desire to tell either one about the other is a warning sign. If the motivation is to be platonic friends, then hometown sweetie would certainly be a topic of conversation with new attraction. And telling hometown sweetie about new attraction would be an obvious response to the question, how's school?
Cheating is the moral issue on the table here. Just like a game of Monopoly, cheating in life occurs when you don't follow the rules that you know you are expected to follow.
So lonely college student's silence cheats both new attraction and hometown sweetie. Because of the secret, they are both acting on false beliefs about students' availability. And if they both realize what's going on, our lonely college student might be lonelier than ever.
Here is next week's topic. Most philosophers would say that individuals have human rights that are more fundamental than those protected by law. Does it make sense to say that people have rights if these rights are not protected?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.